Madam Speaker, Mr. Vice President, members of Congress, and the First Lady of the United States. It is my pleasure to stand here before you. We have lots to talk about, so let's get down to business. Our economy is in a crisis, and with you all, I've made a pact to help fix this incredible nation and get this country back on track. Thanks to Congress for passing the plan for which I took lots of flack. Now let me explain more, the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. Now this package isn't perfect, and you can oppose my plan forever, but if we're opposites, let's be magnets and find a way to pull together. If we don't act now, the results could be lethal. So let's make sacrifices to accommodate interests of a range of people. And yes, my plan is working. No, it's not all fun, but let's put Americans to work doing the work America needs done. Now it all starts with energy, and we've already got the tools, so we'll focus on wind, solar, and also bio. Yeah. The land of the free, with dedication and toil, before the end of my term I'll end the tyranny of oil. Now we can't fix our budget without doing realistic math, so by 2013 I plan to cut the deficit in half. People say that's over ambitious. Well, think of it this way: would you prefer a mega ambitious or a president who looks away? Now let me be clear about how exactly this will work. It starts with tax cuts likely around April 1st. And we'll count the cost of war and we'll put it in plain sight. For years we've been at war and we'll no longer hide the price. We have a pre-existing condition we can no longer ignore. America is long overdue for healthcare reform. Now here's the point I make: we will rebuild, we will recover, but long-term investments we have to embrace just like a brother. I suffer no illusions. This is a huge undertaking, but with everyone's involvement, this is history in the making. Now my first month in office, let me recap, let me revisit, because I got a lot done, but some say that I didn't. I did an Arab TV interview to bridge the gap that was left. I addressed mutual interests, and I addressed mutual respect. I passed a bill that helps kids who need medical attention. It's called the S-CHIP legislation, and it's awesome, I might mention. I'm here and I mean business, I'm smart and I think lateral. I'm here to rattle the Capitol just like... I signed the Fair Pay Act that prevents pay discrimination, equal pay for equal work from now on all across the nation. And I signed the stimulus bill through pain, cold sweats, and shivering, but a big thanks to all Congress for coming through and delivering. You can sit back and judge and say my plan is less than svelte, but no one has got this much done this fast since Franklin Roosevelt. Now I'm all for the people, so I am open to suggestions. Mr. President, what you think of my impression? Please hold all your questions. It's time for us to lead again, for this nation to be reborn. We've needed changes for decades, but we still delay reform. Now I'm not Jesus Christ and I can't save all of creation. I'm just President Barack Obama addressing the state of the nation.